This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to the program. As always, you're invited here to dial in toll free. You can take control of the airwaves. You can bring up anything that you want to discuss. The number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've also got Skype, so feel free to join us there. The Skype username is lrn.fm. Plus, you can also call us on the on-air call-in line chat room on our Discord over at discord.lrn.fm. Different ways for you to get in touch and get your thoughts out here on the radio with you in studio tonight. It's Ian.
Melanie.
And Daryl.
Melanie, tonight you wanted to talk about why you think empathy is a bad thing?
Yes.
I definitely want to hear that argument. But also, Daryl, you brought in a story that I also had tonight, and that's usually a good indicator that we should start there. So apparently Donald Trump is channeling his friend Duterte, Rodrigo Duterte, the president of the Philippines, who is just an absolute madman who is known for murdering people that he doesn't like and, you know, basically getting away with it. In the case of the Philippines, there's a war on drugs going on in the form of just absolutely murdering by the hands of police and vigilantes. Yes. On the streets, anybody who's accused of being a drug dealer. So basically, you know, if somebody wants to off you, they can just off you and throw a needle down, and then the police won't look into it, as I understand it.
Yeah. I don't think that's where Trump is necessarily wanting to go.
Not exactly, but he is calling for a death penalty for selling drugs.
And he flew into New Hampshire to make this announcement,
which is disgusting.
Yeah.
So you have a story from ABC News?
Yes. Story begins. President Donald Trump doubled down on his call for the death penalty for drug dealers in a speech in New Hampshire on Monday, making the case that such a zero-tolerance policy would fix the nation's drug problem.
Which is in conflict with every study on the death penalty in the history of pretty much humans.
And when you say that, Melanie, you mean that increased punitive sentences don't really show to...
I won't say that, but there is a point of diminishing returns, kind of, with everything.
I've looked into the numbers for states that have and states that don't have the death penalty, mm-hmm. and there is no statistical, or rather, no significant statistical difference between neighboring states that have the death penalty and those that don't.
In crime rates.
Specifically murder rates.
Okay.
And when I say significant, you know, there might be a minute tenth of a percent here or there, but it's not
significant.
Right. It's nothing to where you can say, ha-ha, see?
There is no evidence, and they've done extensive research because they really want to have a death penalty, that having a death penalty provides any more disincentive than having a life sentence.
Correct. And in addition, just punitive sentences in general don't really, as I understand it, provide much of a disincentive to a criminal, right? Like if you're in to criminal activity, you understand that there's going
to
be...
That would be hard to study, because then you'd have to compare a society with no punitive sentences to a society that has punitive sentences.
Well, it's easier to find a state
with and without a death penalty.
Well, but you can also look at states with more punitive sentences than lesser sentences. You can compare that as well. You know,
right, so states that have very strong mandatory minimums versus a state that might have not so severe or no mandatory minimums. But again, I don't know if there's actually been studies on those, so you would have
I feel like I've heard those things before, but I obviously don't have anything in front of me to cite. But either way, studies don't matter when it comes to what a politician says, because he sounds tough on crime, right? Like any politician that says, I say we bring the death penalty about for fill in the blank, makes them sound like...
Death penalty for parking tickets, and then nobody will have an expired meter. See how ludicrous that sounds, people?
Pretty ludicrous.
Here's an actual quote from Trump. He says, We have to change the laws, and we're working on that right now. The Department of Justice is working very, very hard on that. But the ultimate penalty has to be the death penalty. Maybe our country's not ready for that. It's possible. It's possible that our country is not ready for that. Although, personally, I can't understand that.
Well,
he says he can't understand why the country's not ready for that, is what he's saying.
I think that, so I'll read it again. It's possible that our country is not ready for that, although personally I can't understand that. So, yeah, it sounds like he's saying, I don't know why people aren't ready to just have the death penalty
for
everything.
Bring back the guillotine.
Guillotine for parking. you have an expired meter, death on sight. And when you say it that way, most people are like, well, that's kind of extreme. Okay, but if I don't pay the ticket, if I don't show up to court, if I don't show up when I get a bench warrant, if they come to arrest me and I don't comply, what's going to happen?
Well, right, but then the crime you've committed at that point, Daryl, is disrespecting the state, which is much more important than any
crime
that they have on the
books. Complying. The only crime is not complying. But every crime will ultimately wind up being... That's what the...
It's still a crime to murder somebody.
Right. But the origin of the word crime is an offense against the king.
Really?
When you commit an offense against another person that's not the king or the king's man, that is legally a tort.
Well, I'm not the attorney here. Melanie, what do you think about his legal opinion?
That's kind of true. So even though a lot of cases will reference a victim if it's like theft or rape or murder or something like that, the trial is always
state versus
the defendant, not the defendant versus the victim.
So if there wasn't a state court system, would it be considered a tort? It would be individual versus
What do you mean? If there wasn't a state court system, all of this is kind of a moot point.
No,
I'm not sure what the question is.
Let's say that there's no government-run courts. I take a computer from Ian. Ian would take me to some kind of arbitration thing, and it would be Ian versus Daryl. It wouldn't be the state of fill-in-the-blank versus Daryl.
Right. So
it would not be a crime. The punishment would be I make Ian whole, not I go to jail and Ian pays
for it. Yeah, so in the absence of a state, there are no crimes, because crimes are things that are illegal, which is why I get kind
What's a word that we could use, then, to describe when somebody hurts another person?
Aggression.
Tort just doesn't sound like...
Tort is still really a legal idea anyway. It's not... Yeah. Nobody's like, oh, you hit my car, that was a tort, unless they're just really weird. Like, you did... They have other words for, you did this to me. But, yeah, I mean, so in the absence of a state, I mean, it depends on... Presumably there would be arbitrators in Kampistan, but, yeah, there are no crimes in the absence of a state, because a crime is when you violate a law.
Yeah, I mean, you're still violating natural law. You're violating the natural law of, hey, leave people alone.
Right, you're violating somebody's rights.
Right, but it's not a law in the sense of what people think. It's like, they have things called the laws of physics, but those aren't laws in the general usage of the word law.
Yeah, I suspect the word crime is
a
little...
I think Stephen Hawking voted for the laws of physics, though.
I don't know what kind of weird... elections they have.
Yeah, I mean,
science.
I get you what you're saying about the etymology of the word crime, but I suspect that the wider definitions will remain in use even in the future, where we don't have a state, if that ever happens in our lifetimes or whoever's lifetime it happens in. I suspect the term, definition four here, any offense, serious wrongdoing, or sin, will still apply. People will still use the word crime to describe a murderer. Or an arsonist or a rapist or something like that. But anyway, the Donald Trump here is saying that he wants to bring the death penalty about. Melanie, you say that he's going to have to ignore years of Supreme Court decisions.
So the Supreme Court is pretty the federal Supreme Court is pretty consistent, and the only thing you can have the death penalty for is murder. They knocked down laws having the death penalty for rape, then they later knocked down laws having the death penalty.
Really?
For rape of minors.
But Melanie, it's heroin. This drug dealer is murdering people by proxy. He's giving them heroin.
I mean, this is basically just a real life Twitter feed, though. Like, there's no legal. It's like, okay, Donald Trump wants to kill drug dealers. I'm not surprised. the states aren't going to do it.
There's more, right?
Oh, there's definitely more.
We'll
yes.
share that with you, and you can share your thoughts with us. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live, or call us on Skype at lrn.fm.
What is it costing you in vet bills for that convenience of just pulling open a bag of
formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits that cost a ton of money anyways?
How do you feed your dog to derive not only energy, but a good coat, bright eyes, and a great attitude?
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
I found his raw meat diet on Dynavite.com.
With just the raw meat and the eggs in the Dynavite and the Super Omega on top of it.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Buy two, get one free.
Ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dynavite supplement, and then the Lico Chops.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free.
It just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit.
Adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Their skin is so much better now that they're on the raw diet. I don't even give them the kibble anymore.
DINOVITE.com.
I got my Blink home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get 3 Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. blinkprotect.com/FTL. blinkprotect.com/FTL.
Zencash is an end-to-end encrypted system with zero-knowledge technology over which communications, data, or value can be securely transmitted and stored. With over 7,500 secure nodes, Zencash has one of the most distributed node systems of any cryptocurrency. Zencash is a platform for cryptocurrency and communications built by voluntarists for voluntarists, with the ideas of voluntary interaction being written into the white paper no less than half a dozen times. Learn more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. preparewithgcn.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We're talking about the threat by Donald Trump to bring the death penalty about for drug dealing. And Daryl's got a little bit more to share from ABC News. Stories kind of all over the place. I had one from CNN as well. The toll-free number here, if you want to join us, 855-450-FREE like freedom. Trump saying that he's not sure if Americans are ready for this. He wants to stir up some bloodlust among Americans, so he's gone to New Hampshire, which is supposed to be one of the worst places for opiate crises across the United States, and he made this speech here in New Hampshire. We're going to continue with that. Of course, also want to let you know about Liberty.menu. Great way for you, if you're a liberty-minded person, to connect with potential customers, or if you are a potential customer, to find liberty-oriented businesses that you can patronize. And that's basically what it is. It's a nice-looking, easy-to-use, free service that allows you to list your business, and you get a little pinpoint on a map to show where its location is. Now, maybe you're not specifically located anywhere, and you know you want to market to the internet. You can do that. You can actually post digital content listings. You can also post event listings. So maybe you're involved in creating something that's coming up, you know, for people to do. You can list those things. If you are an individual who rejects the initiation of force and agrees to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle, you can use liberty.menu. And you should, because it's free. So there's really no reason not to. And people have been talking for a long time about having a good website, libertarian business directory. Well, it's finally here, and it's super easy to use. Liberty.menu, that's liberty.menu. As we go to Robert, he's in Vermont, and you're listening online. Go ahead, Robert.
Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
You guys were talking about Mango Mussolini that came to Manchester today, and I've never heard that one. Well, there's Mango Mussolini, Tangerine Jesus.
Yeah.
You know, he's got a whole bunch of nicknames, but
President Cheeto.
Okay. Right. Yeah. Cheeto's big. Small fingers dick or something like that. He's got a whole bunch of nicknames, but nevertheless. You know, he wants to push for the death penalty for, you know, for drug dealers.
What he's saying.
That's what he's saying. And the thing that's kind of scary about that is that, you know, marijuana is still a Schedule I drug.
It sure is. And that means that, for those that aren't familiar, the federal government considers cannabis, a.k.a. marijuana, which is a plant that grows in the earth, as having no accepted medicinal value. I believe is what the term, or close to what the term, stands for. And they've put it on the same level as heroin and some other very, very hard sounding drugs.
And there are some of the opioids that are actually Schedule 2 and Schedule 3, meaning that they are recognized as having medicinal value.
Right. I think methamphetamine is not an opioid. That's a speed-like drug. But that one, I think, is Schedule 2.
Meth is
well.
Schedule 2.
Yeah.
Okay, so...
Yeah.
Crystal freaking meth.
Right. So because I smoke marijuana, then, you know, I should die for that?
Well, no. He's saying only dealers should die. And I believe there's some comment. I don't think it's from Trump directly, but and I don't have it right in front of me. Maybe it's in your article, Daryl. If not, I'll look through the CNN piece, see if I can find it. But I believe I saw some comment about how it wasn't a big deal for somebody selling a bag of weed to their friend, but these high-intensity drug traffickers selling heroin, they need to be put to death.
Right. Well, I mean, everybody knows the feeling about how Jeff Sessions feels about marijuana. He says good people don't smoke marijuana.
Yeah, well, he's an idiot.
Well, of course he's an idiot. I don't know.
Trump surely knows plenty of people who have smoked marijuana, right? Trump was in the industry of the entertainment business. And whether it be his hairstylist or, you know, the cameraman or the director or whoever, cannabis use is certainly not going to be hard to find in that particular industry. And I suspect it's fairly widespread in the industry of politics
as
well.
Oh, I'm guessing that cocaine use and heroin use also isn't very hard to find when you're hanging out with entertainment types.
I bet you're right about that. Robert, thanks for the call tonight. I wouldn't worry the feds are going to come after you for a death penalty at this point with just smoking pot, but I appreciate the call.
We want to make sure that people are aware of this, you know, because
yeah, absolutely.
Hey, you never know.
Well, the concern here is, and thank you for the call tonight, the concern is that there are people who have the position of, well, I think we should have legal marijuana, but not heroin.
Right.
And so this panders to that kind of person. It tries to crank up the war on drugs and, you know, increase budgets and increase, you know, police powers and do all those things while making it sound as though they're being somewhat more compassionate towards the marijuana users.
Right.
And so it'll bring that group of people in that sort of straddles the fence or is already on the side of, well, legalization makes sense for the plant of marijuana, but not those other hard drugs. And there's a fair amount of those people. Like, there's a lot of people who just use marijuana and they just want to see their drug legalized. They don't really understand why prohibition and the reason why prohibitions are terrible and create the opposite of their intended consequences spreads across all products, whether it be hard drugs, guns, prostitution, gambling, whatever it is that
alcohol, whatever it is that you prohibit
goes underground, becomes more dangerous.
Speaking of that, continuing on with quote from Cheeto, he says, you take a look at some of the countries where they don't play games, they don't have a drug problem. We can have all the blue ribbon committees we want, but if we don't get tough on drug dealers, we're wasting our time.
I thought that Republicans believed in supply.
Oh, you thought Republicans believed in something.
Well, yeah, that was dumb. Okay.
The article here continues, as he talked about punishing drug dealers, a woman yelled from the audience, but what about compassion? CNN says he either ignored it or seemed not to hear a White House release on Trump's
initiative. That's not a good argument either, but feels. Is it really an argument? Like, she literally stood up and yelled, but feels.
You don't get a chance
to give an essay.
This is just somebody heckling him from the audience. I mean, she doesn't get to stand up and go off for a minute while she explains why compassion isn't a more important or more humane approach than throwing somebody in a prison
cell. Okay, but there's some other things you could have said quickly,
like,
other than like supply and demand.
Well, again,
like,
is that going to make sense?
Prohibition doesn't work.
Okay,
like,
prohibition doesn't work. That one's pretty good. Trump's talking tough. He's in tough talk mode. He's saying we need to get tough on drug dealers. Apparently, putting people like Ross Ulbricht, who ran a website, in a prison cell for 2 life sentences plus 40 years is apparently not tough enough on, drug dealing.
Yeah.
It's just, I mean, this
or,
country.
Or, you know, like giving promotions to the CIA people that wind up importing the drugs.
Is the CIA director lady that they're trying to get on there, I heard today that she was the, I don't know if this is true, this is what Will said, I didn't check the claim. Is she the lady who was photographed in Abu Ghraib giving the thumbs up?
I don't know if that was her, but I know that she was involved in torture.
Yeah. That much is definitely.
Directly involved.
Well, I mean, she was at the CIA, so.
No. It's not just like she was paper pushing and filled out a paper that said, oh, yeah, you can torture. She was directly involved in the torture.
All right, we're going to continue here in moments. Your calls and thoughts. Maybe you want to weigh in on the idea of the death penalty being proposed for drug dealers. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We'll hear more here in moments as well from what the media has to say. But your calls and comments come first. 855-450-3733 or Skype in at Skype username lrn.fm and join us on the Discord.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith, Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves here toll-free. Bring up what you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Discord. It is a chat server that has different chat rooms about different topics. One of them is about Free Talk Live, so people who are listening live to the show tend to hang out in there over at discord.lrn.fm. So hop on in, and if you want to get on the air with us, we have the on-air call-in line room there that you can join, and then once we notice you in there, we'll jump into, and then you'll be on the radio with us over at discord.lrn.fm. Zencash is a cryptocurrency, and it's an end-to-end encrypted system. You can also send messages that are encrypted with Zencash. Zencash is relatively new on the scene, starting in 2017, but it got a good start. It's already got over 7,500 secure nodes, making it one of the most distributed node systems of any cryptocurrency out there. And they've got some of the best technology built right into it, including zero-knowledge anonymity. And they're also working on decentralized autonomous organizations, so that'll help govern the cryptocurrency. It was created by voluntarists, people who love liberty, understand economics, and love freedom. If you want to learn more about it, go to zencash.com. Check it out over at zencash.com as we continue here. We're talking about Donald Trump and his proclamation at a recent event. I guess it was today or earlier today, yesterday?
It was today.
In New Hampshire. And I got to say, you know, I guess he came to Keene once during the campaign, and
yes,
it
he
was
did.
An absolute madhouse, apparently, going to that particular event. So I can't imagine anyone would want to subject themselves to all the security and the hassles to go and see him speak. But the media was there, and they are reporting that he is demanding the death penalty be brought about for drug dealing. Yes. And, Daryl, did you have more that you thought was worth sharing from the ABC News piece?
Oh, there is more, yes. A White House release on Trump's initiative said the Department of Justice would seek the death penalty, quote-unquote, where appropriate under current law.
Which would be never.
Nowhere.
Against those convicted of dealing and trafficking in fentanyl and other opioids. Some experts have questioned whether the move would have much impact. 4 months after declaring the opioid crisis a public health emergency, Trump said he came back to New Hampshire because he'd promised during the campaign to help the state deal with the opioid drug problem, noting the state's death rate from overdose is double the national average.
I do believe that even though the statistics don't show that, you know, having a death penalty for things makes it less likely that people will do those things. We talked about how, Daryl, you'd looked at the statistics previously, you know, on other days,
yes.
And you'd seen that, that it was statistically insignificant. I think that's true. But at the same time, I think that there is an effect from bringing about a death penalty level offense for drug dealing. And I think that effect is that there may be some drug dealers who actually do make the conscious decision of, you know what, this really isn't worth the risk anymore, and they stop doing it. But there are also even badder-ass dudes who will then come on and essentially take those positions. And, you know, essentially what I'm saying is having a higher level of a penalty means the most rough-and-tumble Hell's Angels kind of characters are going to be the drug
not
dealers.
Only that, but they're also going to just vastly increase the potency of what they're selling because, you know, the sentencing laws are based off of, generally based off of weight of things.
That's true. That's why crack cocaine, methamphetamine both came about because, you know, they take up less space and they got more oomph.
You're going to say something?
Yeah, so. And the way that, like, the way that works, that doesn't say, like, there has never been a person in the history of ever who decided not to commit a crime because the death penalty exists. But on whole, it does not decrease the amount of people willing
Correct.
To commit that crime because people don't tend to make decisions on that level. They decide how likely it is for them to get caught. They don't, there just isn't that decision level at life versus death penalty.
Yeah.
I think there's kind of the built-in assumption that, like, a life sentence is not as bad as a death sentence, and I think that that's
arguably
really...
worse.
Yeah, that's really unfounded. So it could be that people are like, well, if I get caught... I mean, if that was a level on which people make decisions and the evidence is that it's not...
I think you're right, yeah.
If people are like, well, if I get caught, I won't be going to jail forever because I'll be dead. Mm-hmm. Versus you're going to torture me for the rest of my, you know, the next... 50 years. I mean, that doesn't necessarily go the way people would like it to.
Based on how long people tend to stay on death row, they're still going to be incarcerated for basically a lifetime, you know, 20 years or so.
Not necessarily. So you can waive some of your appeals, though. There was a guy in Louisiana who did that, and he was only there for... like a year, maybe less than that.
I know Timothy McVeigh waived all of his appeals, and he was still in for like 5 to 7 years.
Besides Ross Ulbricht, who did get convicted of, you know, conspiracy and this and that. Who, by the way, for listeners that don't know, Ross was the creator of the Silk Road, the world's first underground drug marketplace on the internet, the Tor network. He's got 2 life sentences plus 40 years. How often do drug dealers, people who just get busted for possession of a lot of heroin and with intent to sell, how often do they get life? I mean, that doesn't...
Well, even the people that were actually selling things on the Silk Road didn't get life.
Yeah, they got 10 years.
Well, right, but that was... If they had been in non-high-profile cases, that discrepancy might have not been there. People get... effective life sentences all the time.
Mm-hmm. For drug
I don't know what the percentage is, but like a lot of the people in Angola are there for drugs. People will get, it's really easy to rack up an effective life sentence.
I see what you mean.
So where they, you're in stacking jail charges. For 649 years.
Yeah. On
that's a life
60
sentence.
Charges or something
right.
like that at 10 years apiece. I gotcha. All right. If you want to jump in here, you're welcome to at 855-450-FREE like freedom. What's the response from people on this? I mean, it's one thing if Trump gets up there and talks tough on crime, but, you know, what do American people think about the idea of increasing the death penalty when we're finally seeing some states actually getting rid of it? Isn't there a proposal to get rid of it in New Hampshire this year?
Yeah, went through the Senate. It will make its way through the House. The governor,
you think
however,
it's going to pass the House?
I think it will, because it's passed the House every other time it's gone through the House in the last decade.
That's good to know.
But the governor has vowed to veto whether or not...
He's working with Trump.
Yeah, whether or not the legislature is able to override that veto, I'm not
remains to be seen.
Sure.
Yeah.
A little bit more from this article says, while Trump's speech took place in 2018, it was in many ways a throwback to the 1980s when the Just Say No campaign was a leading effort to combat the nation's drug problem.
What's old is new again.
The president said it's time. Well, and his campaign slogan is basically a ripoff of Reagan's. Reagan's campaign slogan was, let's make America great again.
Oh, really? I didn't even know that.
And Trump just dropped the let's, and now the re-election thing is keep America great.
Wow.
Article continues, the president said it's time to scare kids away from drugs through a well-funded commercial campaign. Quote.
Yeah, because that's how that works.
Quote. It's the least expensive thing we can do where we scare them from ending up like the people in the commercials, and we'll make them very, very bad commercials. We'll make them pretty unsavory situations.
We know they're going to be bad, Trump. Now, they've always been bad and laughably bad, and that's why kids laugh at these things.
You remember the, this is your brain, this is
on
your brain
drugs,
on drugs, this
Friday.
Is your brain with a
yeah. that, that's the classic
side
one,
of bacon.
Right?
Yeah. The woman that was in that ad as a teenager recently came out with a Drug Policy Alliance ad saying, like,
really?
Yeah. That, you know, the whole Just Say No thing, that was all BS. I've learned better.
How about the one where the kid finds, or the dad finds the marijuana and the kid's
I learned
just,
it from
I
you!
I learned it from watching you, Dad. It would be funny to see a Where Are They Now on all of the kids that did those anti-drug commercials. Because nobody took those seriously.
Yeah.
Nobody took those seriously. I mean, could Trump possibly have taken that seriously back in the day? I mean, what are we talking about? Early 1990s? We're talking about almost 30 years?
No, it was
years
the 1980s.
This is your brain on drugs?
Yeah.
That was late 80s, maybe? Probably not mid-80s, I wouldn't think.
Late 80s, I think.
I remember that one, so it was at least...
It ran for a long time.
Probably. I'm thinking early 90s on that, but late 80s sounds plausible. Either way, you're talking about a Trump 30 years younger, right? He's, what, 70-something now?
Yeah.
So you're talking about a Trump in his 40s in the middle of the entertainment business in Vegas or whatever in New York City.
First This Is Your Brain on Drugs ad came out in 87.
Wow.
Second one came out in 97.
What? There was 10 years between them? I don't believe that. They must have had a bunch more between those two. 855, 450, free.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up two bottles of Lico Chops. Get the third bottle free.
New improved Lico Chops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, six extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything. Here we're talking about the Trump proclamation to bring about the death penalty for certain types of drug dealing. We'll continue. There's more to say about that. Of course, you're also welcome to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Also, you may Skype into the show at Skype username lrn.fm. So the idea is that the government, with its multiple decades-long sentences for drug dealing, it's not tough enough on drug dealing. If only we cranked it up all the way, just like Duterte, the president's psychopath in the Philippines, has done, and just go ahead and implement the death penalty for drug dealing. Now, the difference would be if they were able to do it. Melanie, you say legally they can't do this in the United States, but if they were able to somehow do it, then it would still be legitimized through the system. Whereas, you know, in the Philippines, they're just shooting people in the streets who they claim are drug dealers and then dragging the bodies into whatever pit that they're throwing them because people aren't getting trials there. Here, they'll have the semblance of a trial. They'll have the semblance of due process and fool everybody into thinking that there's something legitimate about the whole thing. So there's really no difference. The difference is only degrees.
In theory, there will be trials,
yeah.
But how many times have we read articles about, you know, somebody that wound up, not just somebody that cops wound up shooting and, oh, we thought he had fill in the blank and then unarmed person, guy had no drugs, but we thought something, blah, blah, blah.
Yep,
there's no due process there, but, you know, the cops did it and then acted in good faith, no punishment.
Yeah, I'm only pointing out the differences in degrees between what happens here and what happens in the Philippines. But you're welcome to comment as well. Daryl, was there more from the story from ABC News that you thought was worth sharing?
Yeah, Trump also connected the opioid crisis to immigration.
Oh.
Saying he will work to end sanctuary city policies and accuse Democrats of stonewalling progress on DACA, the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrival program, because, according to ABC News, paraphrasing Trump, they want to stop construction of the border wall. Then there was a chant from the crowd of, build the wall.
Oh, God.
I mean, it's because of immigration. The U.S. soldiers immigrate to Afghanistan and other Middle Eastern countries.
Protect
get some
the poppy
opium,
fields.
And then come back.
Trump continued, they don't want to go with DACA because they don't care about DACA, but they're trying to tie the wall to DACA and DACA to the wall. He claimed 90% of illegal drugs come into the country through the southern border.
That's quote, a big claim.
Eventually, the Democrats will agree with us to build the wall to keep the damn drugs out. And he said that he would probably hold a major news conference at the White House in about a month or so to possibly discuss dealing with how prescription drugs contribute to the overall drug addiction problems, but did not give any details about that possible maybe news conference where he might talk about some stuff.
Right. So when he talks about that, if he talks about that, is he going to say that the makers of oxycodone should also go to prison and be given the death penalty? Because there sure are a lot of people who are addicted to opiates that are dealt to them by their legitimate drug dealers known as the doctor system, the medical system.
Since he didn't give any details, he probably hasn't been told what he's going to say at that conference.
Look, I'm not saying that that should actually happen. I don't think anybody should be given the death penalty. I don't think that the drug companies should be forced to stop selling these opiates. I understand that a lot of people...
It'd be cool if they labeled them as opiates, though.
They don't?
I mean, if you read the 300-page book that comes with it, which you should do, but people aren't going to.
If you're
going to
put something, you don't have to read the 300 pages, but if you're going to put something in your body and you care about it, you might want to just research briefly what that thing is. You could always just go online, and, you know, unless you're somebody who doesn't have internet access.
Or, here's an idea.
Thing, though. I mean, we've had prescription opiates for a long time before you could just go Google, is this an opiate?
But Google has
been out for a long time. Or had a reason to wonder if it was an opiate.
There's a guy in a lab coat called the pharmacist can answer questions.
Yeah, that's true.
Hey, is this rat poison? No. Is this an opiate? Yes.
What kind of drug is this?
Is this addictive? It can be.
Yeah. Look, Google is not a new thing anymore. I mean, we're talking about before Google, there were other search engines, but Google's been around since the late 1990s. I believe it's been about 20 years now. If it wasn't 99, it was 98 that Google got its start,
just the second Google opened, that doesn't mean there was now 30 Wikipedia pages on opiums.
No, Wikipedia didn't exist back then, but I guarantee you could search pill names on the internet back in 1998. That you absolutely could. So we're not talking about a new ability for somebody to go. It may be new to some people, like, you know, our caller in the third hour, Sarah, who calls every night. She claims she doesn't have internet access. But for anybody who wants to have that access to that knowledge at their fingertips, just walk into your nearest library. And they usually have some sort of free version of the internet that you can go and you can look things up. So there's no excuse to be ignorant about these things anymore, really. Not anymore.
And even, you know, 20 years ago when you could still ask the pharmacist questions.
Yeah. Well, right. But so you would have to have a reason. Like, you're not going to randomly ask everything, is this opium? Like, you would have to have a reason to ask if something was opium. Sure. And you probably had a discussion with your doctor about the medication that conveniently left out the fact that it was opium. I mean, people pretty much know that Oxy is opium, but there's so many different names for the same thing, basically. Or
hydrocodone, oxycodone.
Small variations of the same thing.
Still, you know, like, ask the question of, is this addictive?
Yeah. You know, look, it's buyer beware. It's your responsibility to know what it is you're putting in your body. So, you know, if you don't want to ask questions, then you get what you get. You know, you take your doctor's word for it, and then you do that. But the, you know, the informed consumer would probably learn these things. Either way, I'm not saying that a business should be put out of business, because I understand that a lot of people want to blame the corporations, right? Blame the manufacturers of these drugs for people being addicted to them. And I understand that addiction is a tragedy. I mean, it absolutely is. Whether it be an addiction to opiates, or whether it be an addiction to methamphetamines, or whatever it might be, alcohol, you know, any kind of addiction where you're using a product to the point of it being deleterious of your life, right? Like, you're losing your job, you're losing your, you're not making your rent payments, you can't feed your children. You know, these are huge problems. But punishing drug dealers with a lifetime sentence, or putting businesses out of business that are legally selling products, you know, that are opiates, none of those things are going to solve the problem.
Right.
The problem comes down to, generally, and, you know, this is, I'm generalizing, obviously, but the problem comes down to people who aren't satisfied with their life. They're not just hooked on the opiates because they feel good. they're hooked on them because they want to get out of something. They want to get away from some kind of responsibility that they have. They want to get away from the perception of having a less than satisfying life experience. And this is an escape, you know, into that. And I'm not just saying that as speculation. I'm saying that because there have been studies that have been done. I believe Dr. Carl Hart Jr. is one of the doctors who's done this, looking at drug addicts, looking at, you know, do they have something worth living for? If they do, then it turns out that they can actually kick the drug habit themselves just through sheer willpower.
Right.
So since that's possible, that says that it really truly is a mind over matter problem. But if people blame the wrong aspect. Oh, well, it's because of the drug companies is why people are addicted. Oh, it's because of the drug pushers. You know, we need to give them the death penalty. If we could just get rid of them, then we wouldn't have a drug addiction problem.
I mean, there wouldn't be drug dealers if there weren't people buying drugs.
That's correct. So you don't solve these problems by cracking down on the industries, whether they be above board or, you know, underground, that provides the product, because there's always going to be a demand as long as there are people who are unsatisfied with their life. And, you know, they don't want to kill themselves, but they basically right. want to take themselves out through, you know, getting high. And again, if that's what you want to do, by all means, it's your body, it's your life. I don't think those people should be punished either.
People do anything because either it's their best option or it's the best option that they're aware of. So,
or it seems to bring the most pleasure in the moment.
Yeah, but that's not why people do. Or people who do drugs for that reason, you don't necessarily know about it because they're still functional. Or they're not.
It depends. There are functional drug users,
but...
and then there are people who abuse drugs. I mean, there are different levels of use of drugs.
Right, but somebody who's just doing it because it's fun isn't, you know, doing heroin
doing
every single
escape.
Day.
That's different than doing it for escape.
Yeah, so those people is really a separate issue, and I don't see why they shouldn't. I mean, probably not the safest hobby, but, you know, neither is skiing, so whatever.
You know, there's the kind of person who does a drug for a medicinal purpose. There's the kind of person who does a drug for a recreational purpose. Just the end of the day, they want to, you know, toke a little bit or whatever. There's the kind of person who does it for a spiritual enlightenment. There's also the kind of person who wants to do it to completely lose themselves, and, you know, they wake up in the morning and grab themselves a drink, or they wake up in the morning and they put a crack pipe in their mouth or whatever, if they're even sleeping at all. You know, stay up all night and with a crack pipe in their mouth. 855-450-FREE is our toll-free number here. We can talk about the wall a little bit more coming up.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361 for hot and cold therapy. sunny-bay.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.